Yesterday, at the end of the show, somebody texted in something about the fact that I lie. I don't lie. I don't lie on this show. And I think some people think that if I say something that they disagree with, or if I say something negative about Donald Trump, that's a lie. It's not a lie. I've never made up a lie. I've never told a lie on this show. And so I told the guy in the text, I said, send me one lie that I've told on the air. My email address is scoot@wwl.com. Do you know what I got back from him? Nothing. If he's so bold to hide behind his keyboard and say, you lie, you're a liar. Tell me one lie I've told. He couldn't do it. And so in talking about that earlier, I get an email from Shane. I don't need to mention his last name. This guy Shane. He says, here is the lie that you've told. He says, I do lie, and here's the lie. It is in the photo. This is not the photo that you shared a few months ago on your Facebook page. This is the photo that the guy you took the photo with shared on your post, proving that you did read his shirt. You lied over the air to the audience, saying that when you took the picture with this guy in the background, you did not read his shirt until after you posted it, which was a lie. You took the photo with this guy at the same event, and we know that you read the shirt. When people like myself was posting this photo on your Facebook post, proving that you definitely read the guy's shirt to take this photo with the guy by your side, you lied again and said on Facebook you got hacked, so stop saying that you don't lie. This was an event that happened at St. Louis King of France. You remember this, Ian, and it was a guy
who
A guy had a shirt on, and it said something, what was the shirt? It said something like...
trying my hard to raise kids that aren't liberal.
Yeah, or something like that. And I just, you know...
I'm just a dad who doesn't want to raise liberal kids, something like that.
Yeah, so just for fun, I posted this and said, you know, I don't think this is the time or place. I don't think a kid's fair is the time or place to wear something that has a political message on it, because we're so divided and because there's so much hate involved in politics. And so that exploded, that went viral. So this guy, his wife or girlfriend took this picture. It's me and this guy. This person, Shane, says that I read his shirt. Shane, you don't know that I read his shirt. And I'm going to tell you this once again. The truth is, I took a picture with this guy. I take pictures with a lot of people. I take pictures with big-breasted women. I take pictures with women who show cleavage, and I don't look down at their cleavage. I took a picture with this guy. I look the listener in the eye. Somebody wants to take a picture of me. I look him in the eye. I was looking this guy in the eye. I did not read his shirt. So I didn't lie. And if we're talking about lying on this show, usually people are talking about politics. Shane, even if I did lie about this, if this is the best you got, I mean, you got nothing on me. But the truth is, I saw this guy in a video. I did a video, and this guy was in the background. And I did not realize that it was the same guy that I took a picture with, and I did not read his shirt. And Shane, there's no way you can prove that I read his shirt. I'm sorry you don't believe me, but I'm an honest person, and I would have admitted that I read his shirt if I had. But I did not read his shirt, and you don't know that I read his shirt because I'm standing next to him. You know, I take a lot of pictures. I'm not always focused on what somebody's wearing. So, again, you know, I mean, that's like even, not even an issue. So, anyway,